Mexico awoke on Tuesday to a tense calm after days of brutal violence. The burnt carcasses of buses still lined highways. Schools across the country remained closed. Shops and homes bore the black scars of raging fires. The looting, burning, and widespread chaos was the hellish aftermath to the killing of Nemesio Osegara Cervantes, known as El Mencho, the nation's most wanted drug lord and the head of Mexico's most powerful criminal group, the Jalisco New Generation Cartel. His capture by Mexican security forces on Sunday morning unleashed a wave of violence that lasted into Monday night as members of the drug trafficking organization sought revenge. In all, some 62 people were killed, including 34 suspected cartel members, 25 soldiers from Mexican National Guard, a state prosecutor, a security guard, and one civilian, a pregnant woman, caught in the crossfire between criminals and Mexican security services. But despite the death and destruction, El Mencho's killing was a huge victory for Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, who has been under major pressure from President Donald Trump for months to tackle the nation's violent cartels. Trump has even offered to send troops into Mexico several times, a proposal Sheinbaum has repeatedly declined. During his State of the Union address on Tuesday, Trump tried to take credit for the operation.
We've also taken down one of the most sinister cartel kingpins of all. You saw that yesterday.
Sheinbaum brushed off the comments, saying in her news conference on Wednesday,
¿Cuál fue la colaboración? Que fue esencialmente en inteligencia.
What collaboration? It was essentially intelligence and information sharing. The entire operation was carried out by the Ministry of National Defense, as we properly reported here, so that other narrative would be more of an electoral issue over there.
The U.S. did play a key role in the operation to capture El Mencho, however. Mexican forces had tracked the drug lord by following one of his girlfriends to the mountain town of Tapalpa, about 80 miles from the capital of Jalisco State, Guadalajara. The CIA and FBI then provided Mexico's military with El Mencho's precise location. As the military encircled El Mencho's cabin, the drug lord's bodyguards opened fire, forcing an army helicopter into an emergency landing. Fighting continued as El Mencho and members of his inner circle fled the cabin into a nearby forest, where the drug lord and two of his bodyguards were found badly wounded. El Mencho died en route to receiving medical treatment. His body was later flown to Mexico City. As news of El Mencho's death spread, so too did violence. Trucks and buses engulfed in flames blocked highways across the country. Shootouts erupted between Mexican security forces and cartel members. Columns of smoke billowed from buildings in Puerto Vallarta as flights into the tourist city were canceled, stranding thousands of passengers. The U.S. Embassy urged citizens in different parts of the country to shelter in place. The intensity of the violence drew many people's attention to the firepower Mexican cartels have, thanks largely to U.S. guns trafficked across the border. Mexico's defense minister said that about 80% of the weapons seized in the operation, including a Barrett rifle, a rocket launcher, and grenades, came from the U.S. I asked Ieva Yusonite, a professor at Brown University who has studied arms trafficking to Mexico, about that figure.
Everyone is talking about what's happening in Mexico. So people are seeing that, and they're also connecting that to U.S. guns, but not necessarily in a way that is very straightforward. So yes, you know, there is, I think, awareness that guns in Mexico come from the United States.
As the sun rose on Tuesday, it appeared that Mexican authorities had much of the country back under control. Highways were being cleared, public transportation was back up and running, the fires that had burned in shops, pharmacies, and banks were doused.
Lo más importante en este momento, pues, es garantizar la paz y la seguridad.
The most important thing right now is to guarantee peace and security to the entire population, for all of Mexico. And that's what's being done. Today, there is already more stability. There is government presence, there are armed forces, there is a security cabinet, and there is strong coordination.
The killing of El Mencho will alleviate some of the demand Sheinbaum has been under from Washington. And with discussion about the future of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement already underway, Sheinbaum's show of force may put her in a better position on the negotiating table. I spoke to Arturo Sarucan, a former Mexican ambassador to Washington, about how the operation to kill El Mencho might impact trade negotiations.
I think it certainly does ease the pressure on the Mexican government. I think it comes at a very important time in terms of the USMCA 2026 statutory review, because I've always said that even though that's a trade negotiation, there's no doubt in my mind that there is a co-contamination of the trade agenda with the law enforcement and counter-narcotics collaboration.
But the respite won't last long. As Mexican authorities on Monday were detailing how the successful operation took place, President Trump posted on Truth Social that Mexico must step up their efforts on cartels and drugs. With the FIFA World Cup just around the corner, the violence also raises questions about Mexico's ability to maintain security for visitors. Guadalajara, which is set to host several matches, was the site of some of the most intense violence on Sunday night. For now, though, Sheinbaum and her government have a more pressing challenge. The killing of its leader hardly spells the end of the powerful Jalisco cartel. In the coming weeks, they will have to pull the strands of the criminal group apart, while members of the cartel itself jostle for power to determine who will replace El Mencho. This is Oscar Lopez, reporting from Mexico for KPFA News.